though vexatiously annoyed from the isthmus. Our artillery directed their sole attention to the battering ship, the furious and spirited opposition of which served to excite our people to more animated exertion. A fire more tremendous, if possible, than ever, was therefore directed upon them from the garrison. Incessant showers of hot balls, carcasses, and shells of every species flew from all quarters, yet for some hours the attack and defence were so equally maintained as scarcely to indicate any appearance of superiority on either side. The wonderful construction of the ships seemed to bid defiance to the powers of the heaviest ordnance. In the afternoon, however, the face of things began to change considerably. The smoke which had been observed to issue from the upper part of the flagship appeared to prevail, notwithstanding the constant application of water, and the admiral's second was perceived to be in the same condition. As night came on, the flames fairly gained the ascendant. The confusion which reigned on board of these vessels soon communicated itself to the whole line. The fire of the battering ships gradually slackened. That of the garrison, on the contrary, seemed to become more animated and tremendous.